Hi, my name is Felix. I'm a technical lead in the Linux kernel mode GPU driver team for computing at Advanced Micro Devices. My collaborators on this project are Rajneesh Bhardwaj and David Yatsin, who are both engineers in my team. And we're going to present the fast checkpoint and restore for AMD GPUs with Creo. So, what is Creo? Creo stands for Checkpoint and Restore in User Space. It's an open source project supported by the Linux kernel community that provides functionality to save the complete state of a running process, including its open file descriptors, its memory contents, and so on, in image files on the file system, and then restore those on the same system or on a different system, which is useful for process migration, container migration, forensics, debugging, all sorts of use cases. The problem is that currently Creo does not support checkpointing and restoring processes that use device drivers directly, like user mode device drivers. Basically, any process that opens a device file cannot currently be checkpointed with Creo, because those device files and the device drivers underneath have state that is unknown and invisible to Creo. There is no native support in the Linux kernel to expose that state to user mode to allow it to be checkpointed and later restored. So that includes things like buffer objects in VRAM. It includes GPU virtual address mappings and user mode queues in the case of our compute GPU driver. So fortunately, the Creo project had the foresight to add a plugin mechanism to allow adding support for specific device drivers in the future. This is supported by basically shared objects that are loaded at runtime and thus provide certain callbacks that are called from hooks inside the Creo code itself. However, to my knowledge, there don't exist any useful plugins for real-world devices for Creo at this time. We are the first ones who are attempting to implement that, and we actually found that in the process we needed to add a few extra hooks to Creo that didn't exist before, just to be able to do what we need to do. So with that, let's take a look at the high-level architecture of Creo. So Creo saves a hierarchy of processes, or a tree of processes, starting with a parent task, and then including all its child processes and their child processes and so on. On restore, the same processes, the same tree of processes gets restored using the same PIDs, the same permissions, the same open files, memory contents, and so on. So when Creo creates the checkpoint, it uses ptrace to attach to the running processes, and it stops and freezes their execution, similar to what a debugger would do. And then it uses that to inject some parasite code into the process that helps it drain certain resources from that process, things like file descriptors, signals, timers, events, and so on. And it does that through remote procedure call kind of API through the ptrace system call. And one of those RPC functions is a zero copy to save the RAM contents, the memory contents from the child process. So this VM splice system call provides a mechanism for mapping pages from the target process into the Creo process and avoids an extra copy in system memory when the system memory contents are saved. Then Creo serializes all that data using Google Protobuf and writes that to disk images. On restore, that's kind of the reverse process. So you start Creo with a certain command line to say, I want to restore this set of images. And so Creo goes and forks all the original process hierarchy and sets up a piece of position-independent code inside each of those child processes that is later needed to finalize the restore process. And then each child process, which is basically a clone of Creo, goes and transforms itself into the original process that was previously saved. So each process takes a different set of images and restores itself to the state that was saved earlier in the checkpoint phase. The restoring of those several processes is synchronized through several stages. And one of the last stages, or pretty much the last stage, each of those mostly restored Creo processes jumps to the PIC code. And that PIC code is at a virtual address location where it does not conflict with any of the original virtual address mappings of the checkpointed process, so that that code can restore the original virtual address mappings, basically remap all the VMAs to their original locations without overwriting itself. And so then the last thing it does is basically it unmaps itself and returns control back to the restored process through an RT-SIG return mechanism. So how did we add support for ROCm, basically for GPU accelerated computing to Creo? So there are three pieces to the work that we did here. We made some modifications to Creo itself. That is, we added a couple of plugin hooks for things that were not originally supported by the Creo plugin architecture. We added support for dealing with device file VMAs, so basically VMAs that map pieces of a device file. And that those changes are currently under review by the Creo community. There's a link here to a pull request. Then we have our AMD GPU plugin, which will be built as part of Creo, and we're expecting to upstream that to the Creo community. So the current work in progress can be found on GitHub. And the last piece is changes to our KFD kernel mode driver. So we're adding Ioctl APIs to support saving and restoring the state of basically the GPU or the GPU buffer objects and user mode queues and so on for Creo. That part is under review on the AMD GFX and DRI Deval mailing lists, and the current work in progress is also visible on GitHub. So the plugin that we created supports several device files. So every ROCm process opens slash dev slash KFD, which is the API that we use for dealing with all the user mode queues and signaling, memory management. And they also open the DRI render nodes. Currently, this is mostly used for CPU mapping of buffer objects. So all of these device files need to be supported by Creo in order to successfully save and restore a ROCm process. And so what the plugin does is when Creo creates a checkpoint, it drains all the GPU state from KFD through new Ioctl APIs that we created. It copies all the VRM contents using the SDMA engine, and it supports multiple GPU. It supports ROCm compute applications. It currently does not support applications that use other graphics or compute APIs like Vulkan Compute or OpenGL or Mesa's video decode and encode acceleration. Yeah, and then it saves all the saved state to Google Protobuf images, just like Creo saves all the state that it supports natively. So the plugin provides five plugin hooks now. So there were two existing hooks, dump ext file and restore ext files, that already existed in Creo for dealing with ext file stands for external file. So these are files that are not natively supported by Creo and can be used for dealing with device files. So the dump ext file saves all the KFD state and all the VRM contents, and the restore ext file takes all that state from the images and sends it back to the KFD kernel mode driver and restores the VRM contents. However, there are a few extra steps needed in addition to that in order to successfully restore a process. So one of the new hooks we added is to update the VMA map. So when we have CPU virtual address mappings of the render nodes for CPU mapping of our VRM buffer object, for example, these mappings associate each buffer object with a specific offset within the device file. And that offset can change when we restore the process with Kryu, because basically when Kryu restores the process, it creates a new set of buffer objects that kind of mirrors what was saved in the checkpoint phase. But we don't have a good way of recreating those buffer objects with the same offsets. Those offsets are system-wide, basically global. It's a global kind of address space, and so there's no good way to guarantee that we get the same offsets back after restoring. Also, the name of the device file can change. For example, we might choose to restore the process on a different set of GPUs or on an entirely different systems where the naming of the device files is different. So we have to be able to basically restore those VMAs with different device file names and with different offsets. Then we have a new hook for resume devices late. So this is called at the final stage, after all the VMAs have been restored to their original virtual address locations. And so we have to wait until this very late stage, which is way after the restore ext file stage, to resume execution of the GPU queues and to restore MMU notifiers that are sensitive to the virtual address mappings and their virtual addresses. And finally, we added a handle device VMA plugin hook. So that basically is a query for Kryu to say, I'm seeing a VMA for a device file. Do I have a plugin that supports those VMAs? And so in the case of VMAs for DRA render nodes, our plugin will return, yes, we know how to deal with this. So you can safely save those VMAs. And then we have a number of ioctls in the kernel mode driver to support the checkpoint and restore process with Kryu. These APIs are currently under review in the AMDGFX and DRI DVL mailing lists. All of these APIs have some security considerations, and there's a separate slide about those later on. And they're called from different contexts. Some of those APIs are called from a Kryu process, a remote Kryu process, and they need to access state of a remote target process. And so we depend on a ptrace attachment to basically allow access to those processes. Then we have the restore API that runs in the context of the target process itself, that is restoring itself, and the resume API that again runs in a remote process, basically the master Kryu restore process, and controls the resuming of execution and all the child processes that have already restored themselves. The first three ioctls, pause, process info, and dumper, are all used during the checkpoint stage. So the pause ioctl makes sure that the execution of the user mode queues is stopped, or as we call it, the queues are evicted. So this makes sure that the snapshot that we create after that is consistent and static, and so we're not trying to save something that's still changing as the GPU is executing. This pause ioctl supports both stopping the execution and also resuming the execution. Basically, once we're done creating the snapshot, we can resume the execution of the user mode queues because Kryu can optionally let the application continue running after it's taken the snapshot. Process info returns all sorts of information to user mode about what type of objects and how many of them and what memory size we need to save. all this state. So it tells us how many buffer objects they are, how big they are, how many queues there are, how many SVM virtual address ranges, and so on. And then the dumper ioctl does the actual saving of state. So basically, at least one ioctl call for each type of object that we support, like a buffer object or like buffer objects or user mode queues. But we can also break that into multiple calls to avoid running into file descriptor limitations, because each of the buffer objects that we're saving comes with a DMA buffer file descriptor for saving the memory contents. The restore ioctl is the reverse of the dumper ioctl, except it runs in a different context. But otherwise, it takes the same type of information as the restore ioctl. Just instead of saving the information to user mode, it copies the information back from user mode to kernel mode. And finally, the resume ioctl is the one that finalizes the restoring of MMU notifiers and SVM virtual address ranges, and finally resumes the execution of the GPU queues. So here we have a short animation that kind of visualizes what this process of checkpointing looks like. So here we have a set of several processes, and so we're showing here how process one will get saved by CRIU. So the process is some ROCm application, so it could be an HPC application or a machine learning workload that includes the application code, all the libraries and frameworks it's using, the language runtime APIs, and the ROCr runtime. And then in kernel space, we have the AMD GPU driver with a KFD portion that provides the KFD ioctl API. And we have CRIU with our AMD GPU plugin that basically coordinates all that checkpointing process. And on the hardware side, we have a system with one or more GPUs and a mass storage device for saving the images. So the first thing that CRIU does is it attaches to the target process using ptrace. And so it injects the parasite code into the target process and then uses that to drain all the information from the target process, like the file descriptors and memory contents and so on. Then it calls the AMD GPU plugin as it goes through the list of open file descriptors and finds our KFD and RenderNode device files and makes those plugin callbacks that initiate the checkpointing of the GPU state. So the plugin calls into the kernel mode driver through the KFD ioctl APIs that we added, and then drains all the state from the kernel mode driver, which includes the device topology, the memory allocations, the virtual address mappings, user mode queues, and so on. And finally, when that's all done, the process gets terminated by CRIU, and the images are saved to disk, and then they are ready for migration to another system or for restoring on the same system or for forensic analysis of what was going on while the process was running. So there are some security considerations with what CRIU does. So there are a couple of potential threats that we need to keep in mind. So when CRIU accesses the target process, it has full read access to the entire state of the process, and that's by design. But we have to make sure that we're not giving CRIU access to processes that it's not supposed to access. Then we have control of the remote process execution. So for example, when we're taking the snapshot, we have to pause ioctl that stops the execution of the user mode queues and then resumes them later. And when we are done restoring the process, we have to resume ioctl that basically starts execution of the user mode queues at the end of the restore process. And also during a restore, we have write access to some privileged hardware state that was saved by CRIU. And so we have to be careful that we trust that privileged hardware state, or if we cannot trust it, that we sanitize it. So for read access, during the checkpoint process, we rely on ptrace. So the ptrace system call already has some security checks based on kernel security attributes, whether a process is allowed to access a remote process through ptrace. And so if ptrace has given access to a remote process for Kryu, then we can use that to also grant access to all the GPU state of that process. And so we're basically just piggybacking on the security checks that ptrace already does, and we don't have to reinvent our own security policy here. For remote process execution in the checkpoint stage, we're using ptrace again. So if ptrace is attached to the target process, then we can also allow execution of the control of the execution of the process. And during the restore, we currently require capsysadmin, so it basically means the restore process needs to run as root, which is currently a requirement for Creo anyway. And so only root is able to resume execution of the restored process at the end of the restore process. And finally, for write access to the privileged hardware state, that's part of the restore process. Again, capsysadmin comes in handy, so we require that Kryu is a root. Just the consideration here is that Kryu runs as root, and Kryu needs to trust the images that were saved earlier and make sure that they are trusted before calling those iOctls. We are going to discuss that with the Kryu community as well. So if it turns out that those images are not trusted and we have to potentially sanitize the state, the privileged hardware state, so we have to go through anything that looks like hardware state and make sure that there's nothing in there that could potentially damage or compromise the system. So now Rajneesh is going to walk us through a short demo of how the checkpoint and restore works with Kryu.
Hi everyone, my name is Rajneesh and I work for AMD as a Linux kernel engineer. Today I'm going to show you a demo in which I am going to checkpoint and restore a ROCm application running inside a Docker container. So my hardware is a Ryzen 7 based machine with a Vega 10 Graphics 9 series GPU installed on it. So I'm using a single GPU system for this demo. And my kernel configuration is this 5.11, which is basically a modified AMD GPU driver. And all the patches that we have used to modify this driver are available on our GitHub page for ROC kernel driver under Kryu work in progress branch. We are currently making some design changes to the APIs, and once that is finalized, they will also be updated here. So this is where the kernel changes are present on our GitHub page, and on the same Radeon Open Compute GitHub page, we also have our forked Kryu repository that contains all of plugin work that we are doing to make it work. This is basically the user space component, and this is the kernel side work. So now let's get back to the demo. So let me first start the Transformers application. So while it initializes, I'm going to switch to another shell and see the current GPU usage using ROCm SMI tool. So you can see the application is still initializing. And it's going to take a few seconds to fully initialize the PyTorch application here. So now you can see that the workload is now running here. And the current GPU utilization is about full, and approximately 70% VRAM is occupied. A few more things. Let's first check whether Creo is installed here. So Creo is installed, and let's check whether all the dependencies are met for Creo. So Creo looks good on this machine. And this is where our AMD GPU plugin should be installed inside var lib Creo. With that, let's now notice the process ID of this workload, which is 11967. So now let's use Creo to checkpoint this. So the command line I'm going to use will have some extra command line options like link remap, TCP established, and file logs for this type of workload. So once I press enter, you will notice that the workload that is running will be paused for a few seconds, and then it will be killed once the checkpointing operation is done. So now the workload is paused, and the Creo is draining the VRAM content and the GPU state using this plugin. And in about 8 seconds, you can see that the application is killed, and the state of the GPU, the VRAM, and everything else that was associated with that process is now saved to disk among these many files. So all these files are generated by Creo with a couple of extra files that we generate as part of our plugin. And the files that are of interest here are KFD image file, which is about 5.4 gigabyte in size. My GPU VRAM is about 8 gigabyte. So around 5.4 gigabyte was in use when this work was going on, workload was running. And the other one is render.d image file. So this doesn't contain much, but just some metadata that we use to checkpoint and restore. But this could be used in future to export more graphics related state here. So now let's try to restore this application using Creo restore command. Let's see if it restores successfully. And you see, in about 5 to 6 seconds, the application is back to its execution state again. And we can go back to the other terminal and check the same statistics about the GPU usage. So you can see approximately same 69% VRAM is used, and GPU is about fully utilized here. So with this, I conclude the demo. Thank you for watching.
Thank you, Rajneesh. And that brings us nearly to the end of this presentation. So just a quick status update of where we are right now. So as we have both said, we have every intention to fully upstream all this code. Everything is already available on GitHub. So our current work in progress is on GitHub, and we have already started initiating pull requests to the Creo community for some of our work in Creo itself. Also some earlier versions of the plugin code. And also we've sent code reviews of the KFD Octal APIs to the AMD GFX and DRI Devel mailing lists. So we're currently working on finalizing some of our APIs. They are going right now through a major redesign to make them future-proof and maintainable. And we're finalizing HMM support. So with HMM, we have this new shared virtual memory API in KFD, and so we're supporting that with Creo as well. So the next steps for us are finishing that work that I just mentioned and going with the respective communities through the code review and acceptance process for upstreaming, and eventually get the Creo pull request merged in Creo as well. And then we have some more plans for improving the image size and for speeding up the checkpointing and restoring further. That's it for me. Thank you very much for your attention, and let's get to questions and answers.
All right, that was Fast Checkpoint Restore with AMD GPUs with Cryo, and now we have time for some Q&A. Vinimo asks, how much is missing from making Cryo work with graphics? Could this be used in the future to restore the VRAM contents after a GPU hang?
Yeah, so let me take that. There are a few aspects here. One of them is supporting the graphics APIs. That would require some additions to DRM APIs on the render nodes. Currently, we only support the compute-specific state, not the graphics state. But that's something that we're thinking about anyway, because we need it for supporting our video decode and encode acceleration. The other thing is, when you have a graphics application, then you also have additional state that you need to consider. You have connection to an X server, you have server-side state that needs to be handled. And so right now, I don't think that would be easy to handle, or I would know how to handle that. And lastly, if you want to protect the state across a GPU reset, well, your GPU needs to be in a good state when you're taking the snapshot. So you would have to take that snapshot before the GPU hangs. So if you have some kind of scheme where you're taking periodic snapshots, then you can restore the last good snapshot after you've reset your GPU. So maybe that's a useful scenario. But I don't think it would work to kind of take a snapshot after you've detected some GPU hang.
Okay, one more question from Venimo. What is the currently intended use case? I'm afraid I didn't quite get that.
Yeah, so there are probably a bunch of use cases. The Cryo website lists many use cases. The one we're focusing on right now is for migration of compute applications and data centers.
All right, and one more from Bas Neuwenhuizen. Are there any ideas on whatever this could be made to work to restore on slightly different GPUs, say an APU versus a full fat Vega or so?
Yeah, so we're not planning to do that. Right now, we have pretty strict checks to make sure that the GPUs that we're saving and restoring on are compatible, which includes things like memory size, number of compute units, instruction set architecture, and so on. So Vega, like a full-blown discrete GPU Vega and an APU, they would not be compatible in that way.
Okay, looks like that's it for questions for now. I'll invite you back to IRC for any further audience questions, should they come. And then thank you for the talk, and have a great rest of the conference.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.